Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Sunday. This is Kath, Blackpool Babe 29, with my Audio Mo Day 8. And this is going to be, as some other people have done, a tour of the house where I live with John and Tammy and the two dogs, Ziggy and Gunnar. Well, at the moment, I'm standing with my back against the front door. So obviously the front door's behind me. To my left of the front door, there's a little window. And past that window then, on my left now as I walk slightly forward, is the cupboard for the electrical fuses and also the meters, gas and electric meters. So the bottom one is for the meters and the top one is for all the electrical fuses and the fuse box and where the trip switches and everything. And on my right is the a big long radiator, and above that is a shelf with porcelain dolls on. And just on the wall underneath that shelf are all my Manchester United photos. Two photos of Eric Cantona and a centenary Manchester United mirror. And a Mother's Day picture which Tammy bought me, which has got a little poem on it. That's all on the right. And then on my left, as I walk a little bit further forward, there's a door, which we'll go into that later. We'll leave that for now. And then in front of me then, I come, and slightly to my left are the stairs. There's 10 stairs up and then 3 to the right, but we'll go up there after. Walk further forward now along the hall with the stair wall on my left, and come up to the lounge door, which is on my right. So we go into the lounge. Excuse me, the TV's on in here because John was watching some darts. He's just popped out. Now I'm going to walk into the lounge. I'm going to go to the back of the lounge because this is a very long room. It's 27 feet long. And I'll stand with my back to the window again so I can get the gist of where we are. So the window's behind me now. And to my left are two tall shelves that have all Tammy's PlayStation games on and Nintendo Wii games. There's two little shelves there. And a little metal shelf with CDs in. And further near me, on the left, is, again, now as we pass the CD shelves, is four display cabinets with all my glassware and little ornaments. And I've got a replica of Cunard Queen Victoria ship, which myself and John were on last Christmas, and he bought me that as one of my Christmas presents. I've got lots of different boats. I've got a ship in a bottle, the Mary Rose. I've got little crystal ornaments, little bicycles, flowers, all sorts of things like that. Glasses with Manchester United on and various things that Tammy's bought me for Mother's Day and one thing and another. And on top of my cabinets, I've got two Royal Dalton horses, which are Desert Orchid and Red Rum. And I've also got some porcelain dolls, one of them which holds a guitar that plays Take Me Home Country Roads, which I'll do that another day because they're a bit high to reach up to. And I've got a Blackpool tram and a caravan, different things like that on top of the cabinets. And to the right of me is what we call the office space, where Tammy's got a PC and a printer and monitor and paper shredder, laminator, all that type of thing. We've three little desks along here and three chairs. And we've got mine and John's laptop, which we don't use much because we're not very good on the jaws, but it's there anyway. So that's the, as I call, the back part of the room. And it come to an arch because I think it used to be two rooms at one time. We come, as I call, the middle of the room now, where the arch is. And I'm walking into the main lounge now. On my left is my Vibro exerciser machine. And Carl Lewis machine. And above that are two shelves with more ornaments on. And there's a picture of Tammy on the wall. And there's some Manchester United pictures above that. And a little tiny shelf with thimbles on. I collect porcelain thimbles. And behind me, up above the arch, are about six or seven pictures of Tammy when she was a little girl. So as I'm walking now, the lounge door is on my right, and I go slightly forward, and I've got come to the fireplace on my left, with a picture of John's last dog, George, above it, and a big mirror that says Newcastle Brown. And facing the fireplace is the coffee table. And on the right, on the back wall, is the leather settee, two-seater settee, or sofa, as you like to call it. And above that are some more Manchester United mirrors and pictures. And then past the fireplace We've got on the floor at the side of the hearth, I've got my little Alfie's ashes, my guide dog's ashes, Alfie, the last dog I had. And then past that, I've got a little cabinet with two drawers in and some little pictures and a jewellery box on it. And next to that, in the corner on the left, we've got the TV, as you can hear, with the Skybox and the DVD player underneath, and also Tammy's Nintendo Wii and her Xbox. And we've got a big stereo system underneath that, a hi-fi system, which is Kenwood, which I've had for a long time, but it's still okay. It's working well, and it's a separate system with two big speakers. And as I walk towards the window in front of me now, I've got a table and four chairs, which John bought last July. And he bought lovely new carpets for the lounge and hall and stairs. And as I say, I had the settee on my right. Next to the settee, as I move over to the right, still facing the main window, is a telephone table with some teddies and the telephone on it and bits and bats like that. And in the corner is a floor lamp, a long lamp that stands on the floor with a big shade. And as I say, above on that back wall, there's all the Manchester United gear. So that's about that with this room now. And Ziggy's here, the guide dog. She's lying on the floor. Hello, Ziggy. Hello, Ziggy. And Gunny's toys. Gunny's just gone out with his dad. So we'll go out to the lounge now. I'll close this door over, just slightly. So I'm out to the lounge now. So I turn again now with my back to the front door. And facing the front door down the hall is the kitchen. So we'll go into the kitchen now. This door's a bit squeaky. And if I close that kitchen door over, so to my left now, there's a little cupboard, like a storage cupboard, a couple of shelves in where I keep tins of food and things like that, beans, peas, that sort of thing, soups, tinned fruit. And I keep in the bottom of that cupboard on the floor the two dog bins, their food in for the guide dogs, and my vacuum cleaner. And we keep the dog treats in there and the dog grooming brushes and the front line and everything like that. I'll close that door. Go on, close, you silly thing. And I'll open this kitchen door now because it gets a bit warm in here. So with the, as I say, I'm stood with my back to the opening of the door. On my left, we've got cupboards above and below with the worktop and John's microwave, talking microwave.
Cancel.
That's the talking microwave on the left there on the worktop. And next to the microwave on the worktop, we've got the tea and toast making things, kettle and toaster, a tray for brewing the tea, so the water doesn't get on the worktop. And next to that is the cooker on the left. And then past the cooker, there's another two cupboards, a wall cupboard and a floor cupboard with another long worktop. And facing me as I stand now is the window, kitchen window with the sink and draining board underneath that and a double cupboard. And to the right of that cupboard and sink is the back door. And then as I stand back with my back to the door again, I've got on my right a big long chest freezer. I've had that for a long time. Then I've got a tall fridge freezer, which is about 6'6", and it's massive. It's got all the fridge on the top, then a four-drawer freezer on the bottom. And next to that is my tumble dryer. And we've got at the moment I've got the George Foreman grill on top of that, which is quite safe because it's not switched on. And next to the tumble dryer, I've got the kitchen swing bin for all the rubbish. So that's the lounge and kitchen done, and the hall. So I shall just pause this one moment while I get upstairs, because I don't want it to run out.